from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting.
Colonel Jean-Jacques Fouda, in charge of Cameroon military.
And a recent surge in violence between Israelis and Palestinians continues today, with three Palestinians shot and killed after trying to attack Israelis in three separate incidents. Israeli officials say two of the attacks were in the West Bank city of Hebron, and the third was at a checkpoint in East Jerusalem. The violence began a month ago at the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem, a site that both sides consider holy, but Palestinians are accusing the Jews of trying to take over. Israel's government spokesman Mark Regev denies any attempt to change the status quo.
Let's be clear here. This violence is rooted in an irrational hatred. Those mendacious allegations out there that somehow there's a threat to the Muslim holy sites on the Temple Mount. Now, this is baseless. This is ridiculous.
Meantime, the U.S. has sent military equipment and a small number of troops to Cameroon to fight terrorism by the Boko Haram. Moki Edwin Kenzeka reports.
Colonel Jean-Jacques Fouda, in charge of Cameroon military equipment, says the armored vehicles are some of the best Cameroon has ever had.
This car protects the soldiers to do patrol mission, long range, fight against mines.
Boko Haram militants have resorted to using suicide bombers and planting mines on Cameroon's northern border with Nigeria. Cameroon has lost more than 100 civilians in bomb attacks. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Yaoundé.
Among the military equipment supplied, armored vehicles that can detect landmines. This is VOA News. Busloads of migrants began arriving from Croatia in Slovenia for the first time today. They were diverted to Slovenia after Hungary closed its border with Croatia. A final group of migrants made its way across the border just before a large fence went up at midnight Friday as Hungary attempts to stem the flow of thousands of migrants using the country as a stopover on their way north. In response to the Hungarian move, Slovenia says it will continue to accept the migrants but wants to control the influx and divert the new arrivals to refugee centers. Activists say a top commander in Al-Qaeda's Syrian affiliate has been killed in an airstrike. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Abdul Musa Abdallah Ibrahim al-Tarek, a Saudi better known as Sanafi al-Nasser, was killed Thursday in an airstrike near the north Syrian town of Dana'a. The observatory's chief says it's not clear if al-Tarek was killed by U.S. or Russian warplanes. Jihadi activists on social media say he was killed by a U.S. drone strike. A group of 10 players from Eritrea's national football team claiming asylum in Botswana after losing a World Cup qualifier have won a temporary reprieve. The court said Friday the players can stay temporarily and will have their asylum case heard on December 11th. The players refused to return to Eritrea and returned themselves over to authorities in Botswana on Wednesday after their team lost 3-1. Lawyers say the players are members of the army, which has mandatory service at home and could face a court-martial and treason if sent back. Guinea completed its second-ever democratic presidential election last Sunday, but many Guineans say much work remains to be done on how the country holds elections. Chris Stein has more from the capital, Conakry.
Preliminary results from 22 prefectures released by Guinea's Electoral Commission show President Alpha Conde in the lead over his challengers. Guinea's opposition has already alleged fraud and called for an annulment. Two major parties have withdrawn from the electoral process entirely. International observers from the European Union said they had not seen fraud in the election, but they complained about a number of irregularities in the vote, such as delays in opening the polls and disorganized voter rolls, both of which caused long waits for voters. A spokesman for the country's Electoral Commission was not available to comment on Friday. The elections could get messier still. The opposition is expected to call for demonstrations and perhaps challenge the results in court if Conde wins. Chris Stein for VOA News, Conakry.
A painting by Jean-Michel Basquiat, one of the world's most coveted contemporary artists, has been stolen from an apartment in Paris, police said on Saturday. Although police did not release the name of the painting, French media said it was worth around $10 million. Police say there was no sign of a break-in at the apartment located close to the Élysée presidential palace and that the owner, a woman, was in the midst of a divorce when the painting disappeared while she was away. Mr. Basquiat died in 1988. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.